coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
But the Bible says he cast out the spirits with his what? Words. When he spoke, the demons went out. He didn't say when he showed up, the demons went out. The rhema of God is the spoken word of God. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. You've got to speak. You still there? See, your word is your responsibility. Your aeon, that is. Your aeon, that's how, it means how things go with you. What's going to come into your life? What's going to go out of your life? How the world affects you. Your word. How are things going with you, brother? That's your aeon. That's your aeon. That's your aeon. And you are the one that's responsible for your aeon. See, your aeon includes your business, your family, everything about you, how things go with you. That's your aeon. Now it says, through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed. Framed. Have you framed what 5 years' time will look like for you? God framed the aeons through the mouths of holy prophets of God. So we can look. You remember the Bible tells us how that the prophet Daniel opened the books of Jeremiah the prophet to know what the future of Israel was to be. He was a prophet. And when he found that they were in a predicament, they'd been praying and things were not changing, he took the books of the other prophets to find out what was said concerning his day by previous prophets. What did God frame? And when he studied the books of Jeremiah, he found out when Israel was to be delivered. You still there? The words were framed. The skeletal structure has been given. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, it doesn't matter what is there in your life right now. It doesn't matter what is in your aeon right now. You can make things happen. You can bring the non-existent into reality. It is such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Which means they were created, they were brought into being, they were ginomized by the word of God. Because he framed them and there were nothing there. And he brought them into being. You see that? That's what faith can do for you. That's what faith can do for you. Frame your future. And nothing can destroy it. Frame it. Are you still there? This is important. Frame your future. Frame your aeon. The frames that will come into your world. and the ones that need to get out of it. You got to create it. I created that a long time ago. And I'm still speaking new ones. Glory to God. I'm speaking new ones. Framing a new future. That's coming from the same direction of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you wait for things to change, they will not change. See, don't kid yourself. Don't say, whatever will be, will be. No. No. If you do that, only unpaid bills will be. You start looking for money for your rent. Looking for money for your rent and so on and so forth. You know? Glory to God. Frame your future. Frame it. Frame it. And I said, if anything happened to it to destroy it, repair it. Because that's what katatizo means. To repair it, to mend it, to restore it. That's what that makes you unbeatable. See that? I mean, if something falls apart, you fix it. How can such a person be disadvantaged? Things go bad, you fix them. When things are all right, you create a new one. So your life is always up. You're always a success. You know, there are people who are always crying and always complaining about somebody who is owing them, because all their future is hinged on that thing that person is owing them. If so-and-so paid me now, I know where I would be by now. You know, their whole life is about that money that is being owed to them. Didn't the Bible say that if you borrow out, don't ask for it again? That's what Jesus said. So that your life will not be tied to what you borrowed. And then from there, trouble comes between you and the person you borrowed from. So you can live above all that level. Every day you are back there knocking. What's happening now? Where's the... Now you feel tied down. Your life is about that money. You think about the guy who had been going to trouble his friend about the money he borrowed to him. Finally, the friend came out and said, okay, okay, take. He took it. As soon as he entered the taxi, three guys came and said, they bring it out. They collected it from him. Pushed him down. He stood like this. He collected the money from his friend and gave it to the robber. What a shame. Now, those robbers will not pay him back. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We have unseen materiality to produce whatever we want in life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. They came out of him. It reminds me of a scripture back there in the book of Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you seen it? Beautiful scripture. And, you all know it anyway. Verse 23. Read it, one, two, go. It says, keep your heart, your spirit, with all diligence. In other words, mount guard over your heart. Don't let just anything get into your heart. He says, keep. Take charge of your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The outgoings of life. All the things you need for a great life, they're inside there, in your heart. If you let doubt enter your heart, it will cripple the ability of your spirit. If you let fear enter your heart, it will destroy your effectiveness. If you let bitterness enter your heart, it will destroy you. There are things you don't allow to enter. There are thoughts you don't allow. There are different kinds of people. Some ever learning, the Bible says ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always they're asking, never getting answers. Why is this thing like this? Why? See, foolish questions inclusive. They just look up. Now they're inside the church. They're looking. Why is this light? This one is round. The other one. That's all they can see. They're looking around like this. After some time, they start looking at the chair in front of them. Someone is sitting on. The preacher is preaching. A question is coming. Why is this chair not as white as it's supposed to be? Foolish questions. No, it's amazing what goes through the minds of people. They're looking at that screen and that one. Is that one bigger than that? Is that sharper than that? No, that's the way some people are. Then they wonder why their lives don't make progress. Bible says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Somebody said, I love asking questions. Continue.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Portaka Zone 3, 82 Psychiatric Road, Rumorossi, Portarkot. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.